it's a lovely streetscape, if you can imagine, just a beautiful row of purple hue right down the centre of the main street with all these large jacarandas as the canopy. So the council's worked with us to actually light those jacarandas. So each one of those jacarandas has, you know, thousands and thousands of fairy lights that have been wrapped around the trees. So when we light the Christmas tree this year, for the first time ever, not only will the Christmas tree be lit, but then we will also have the entire medium strip of the town with the purple jacarandas also being lit up with globes.
Do you know much about the history of the jacaranda trees in Camden?
Yeah, they've been planted since about the 30s and 40s at different stages. Some of the new ones in the main street have only just been replanted and replaced. So we have a bit of a planting in the 1980s again. But throughout the town, the beauty is different town planners and different councils and obviously different local families have loved the jacarandas, and it's a really great climate for jacarandas in Camden. And you will find surrounding nearly the entire main town area and a lot of in front of a lot of the beautiful old traditional homes and the colonial homes of Victorian homes, there's massive jacarandas. The lovely thing about these festivals, I mean, even though these trees originated in South America, I mean, when you look at what, say, Grafton has done with the Jacaranda Festival annually there, and that's been running for many, many decades, it's given the sense of real community to the town, so they've got this thing that's on every year, the Jacaranda Festival. And we felt that we weren't going to be stealing from Grafton or any other town that has a Jacaranda Festival, but for us, being only 45 minutes from the CBD of Sydney, we really thought, you know, Barrel has their Tulip Festival, there's all these things on. Our economy definitely needs people to come and visit because of all these wonderful cafes and restaurants that we have. And this is a really beautiful way to showcase it because the jacarandas are just so gorgeous at this time of year. And I would even say over the next couple of days with the weather, the humidity and everything, the leaves and the blooms are just going to start popping, and it's going to be even more vibrant by the time the weekend gets here. But it's just another way, like all of these regional towns need to find, like parks with the Elvis Festival and things like that. We need to find something that will encourage Sydneysiders to come out to Camden because it really is such a beautiful day trip for Saturdays and Sundays. And I think this one will really benefit the town, and we hope to see a lot of people from outside of our region coming in to enjoy what we have.
It definitely is a trend at the moment. I mean, there's that street in Kirribilli. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, no, and
I've seen
some photos actually online recently.
Yeah, well, I can just picture the whole of Camden looking like that.
Well, it is very much like that. And do you know what's really funny too? And I thought this was quite interesting. I live in the main street, so I was pulling out of my driveway, and there were these two ladies there, and they basically stopped in awe in the middle of the road. And we're out of their car trying to take photos. So I said, ladies, you'll cause an accident. Let me move my car so you can back in. And I asked them where they'd come from, and they had come from Chatswood just to drive out to Camden just to take some photos of these jacarandas. So I got them a car parking space so they didn't get run over, and then I took some photos of them. So let's hope that we continue to get lots of people from out of town coming in, and we're able to help them take their selfies.
Just a final question. What is the main thing that you think attracts people to these jacaranda trees? I mean, they're not from Australia.
For me, I just think it's the colour. There's something spectacular with an Australian sky behind it with this purple. It is just so amazing. But for me, living in that main part of town with all the jacarandas around, I remember lying in bed at night, and on certain hot nights, you can actually hear the pods of the jacaranda snap open. And they snap open and they fall to the ground. And so it's a very calming for me, hearing them pop and fall and hit the road, and then see that purple carpet of jacaranda on the road on the asphalt. It just for me feels like summer's coming.